The application deadline for the Ellensburg School District superintendent position closes on February 5. At its meeting last week, the district's search consultant reported 5 completed applications received, with the expectation of more as the deadline approaches. The schedule calls for the 3 finalists to visit the district on February 12, 13, and 14, with the board deciding on February 15. The community survey to solicit input on the superintendent search remains available on the district's website. The Ellensburg Big Band continues its swing dance project at 7 tonight at Hal Holmes Community Center. The Big Band will offer a series of free swing dance lessons over the year. The project is funded through an Ellensburg Arts Commission grant with additional support from the Ellensburg Public Library. The evening starts with lessons for beginners. CWU professor and poet Catherine Whitcomb will be the first speaker in the Lions Rock Visiting Writing Series on Wednesday at the Brooks Library Student Commons. Whitcomb will present a craft talk titled Let Your Writing Find Its Form at noon, followed by a reading of her new poetry collection Habitats at 6 p.m. And Raymond Santana, one of 5 African-American teenagers wrongfully convicted of a violent attack in New York Central Park in 1989, will speak at CWU at 6:30 p.m. Thursday at the McIntyre Music Building. Santana and 4 other teens served between 5 and 13 years in prison before their convictions were overturned in 2002, when DNA evidence linked a convicted murderer and serial rapist to the crime for which he confessed. The event is free, and on Tuesday there will be a screening of the Central Park 5 documentary at 2 p.m. in the Student Union Theater. Kittitas County Habitat for Humanity is holding Uncorked Sip and Support. It's a fundraiser at Valo Cellars in Kittitas at 5 p.m. Thursday. During the event, 20% of wine proceeds will go to Habitat. And the Valley Musical Theater winter play production of The Odd Couple. It opens at 7 p.m. Friday in the Ramsey Ballroom. The play continues with performances on Saturday and Sunday, and also February 8, 9, and 10. It's directed by Jessica Horrocks and Jessica Solberg Black, and features Riley Newman as Oscar and Patrick Nolan as Felix. Ellensburg High School is searching for a new football coach after Jeff Zenisek resigned earlier this month. Zenisek had coached the Bulldogs for the past 5 years. The high school is also searching for head and assistant coaches for the boys' soccer team and an assistant coach for the girls' softball team. Boys' soccer and girls' softball are spring sports. Gary Frederick, a former CWU student athlete, coach, and administrator, died Wednesday at the age of 86. Frederick's career included 10 years as head coach for baseball, women's basketball, softball, and athletic director at CWU, as well as coach for the Clay Ellum Roslyn High School girls basketball team, and he was inducted into the CWU Hall of Fame in 1999. The Fish Open Table lunch is bacon corn chowder, biscuits, and applesauce. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60+ from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg, and noon to 1 p.m. in Clay Ellum. Meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clay Ellum Seventh-day Adventist Church. The community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal is from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. Forecasted high today in Ellensburg is 43 degrees. Sunset is at 5 p.m. and the expected nighttime low is 37 degrees. There will be areas of dense morning fog. Winds will be light and variable. Find all the details on this news and our stories. That's on our website at ebergradio.org. And for Ellensburg Community Radio, this is Robin Arango.